أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن طلقها فلا تحل له من بعد حتى تنكح زوجا غيره، فإن طلقها فلا جناح عليهما أن يتراجعا إن ظنا أن يقيما حدود الله، وتلك حدود الله يبينها لقوم يعلمون. وإذا طلقتم النساء فبلغن أجلهن فأمسكوهن بمعروف أو سرحوهن بمعروف، ولا تمسكوهن ضرارا لتعتدوا، ومن يفعل ذلك فقد ظلم نفسه، ولا تتخذوا آيات الله هزوا، واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وما أنزل عليكم من الكتاب، واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وما أنزل عليكم من الكتاب والحكمة يعظكم به، واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله بكل شيء عليم. Then if he irrevocably divorces her, then she is no longer halal for him until she marries another husband. But if she does marry another husband and consummates the marriage with him, and then he divorces her, then there is no sin for both of them if they reunite, if they think and they feel that they can keep the limits ordained by Allah Ta'ala. And these are the limits of Allah Ta'ala. He explains it to you. He explains it for a people that will understand. In the verse, At-talaqu marratan, the revocable divorce is the divorce that is given two times, in one sitting or two different sittings, but two divorces have been issued. So when there was just one or two divorces issued, then this divorce is known as talaq-e raj'i, a revocable divorce. But after having issued both the divorces, and he divorces once again, فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا. Look at the words of the Quran. If he divorces her after this, fa comes for to show after, to show some interval, that after this, if he has divorced her again, then she is not permissible for him until she marries another husband. She has to go through this whole procedure of marrying another person. And in the event after the marriage has been consummated, he divorces her, the second husband divorces her, now there will be no sin on both of the past spouses to reunite if they feel that they can maintain the limits ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, they wish to reunite and they feel within themselves that they are not doing this just for convenience. Rather, they are sure about themselves that they will maintain the limits ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no sin for this as well. But in all these cases, we see that when there is three divorces that have been issued, then both the spouses have become haram permanently for each other. And the Quran is clear, and it is given a general command, whether the divorces are issued in one sitting, whether the divorce has been issued in different sittings, all will be one and the same. The man has intended three, so three will definitely fall. Again, وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ. When you have divorced women and they have fulfilled their waiting term, what is known as iddat, that is three monthly causes, then فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ. Then if you wish to keep them back, then keep them with dignity. And if you wish to free them, then free them with kindness. But don't take them back in order to injure them, that you may take undue advantage out of them. You either keep them and keep them with respect, and if you wish to separate them, then separate with kindness. But this in-between situation where you take them back, but you're not fulfilling their rights, not conjugal rights, and you're not fulfilling other rights of theirs, not moral rights, then you have taken them just to injure them and to take advantage over them. And whoever does so, then he wrongs himself. You're taking them and you're leaving them in suspense, not fulfilling their rights and not divorcing them, that they can be free to do and choose as they please. So you're not allowing them that freedom, and nor are you fulfilling their rights, then this is indeed a great wrong. Don't take up the commands of Allah Ta'ala as a mockery. These commands of Allah Ta'ala is not something for you to play, that you have exercised your rights, you have revoked the divorce, and you have kept her in nikah, but then you're not fulfilling her rights, as though you are taking the commands of Allah Ta'ala as a mockery, you are manipulating the law of Allah Ta'ala. So don't do these type of things. Again, we understand that Allah Ta'ala repeatedly reminds us about His commands and fearing Him, that we don't take these things in mockery as an experiment. Rather, we are supposed to be sure of what we are doing, not making a mockery, not making an experiment. And when Allah Ta'ala speaks about us fearing Him, then there are some discreet things that people may not know. By the book, you can prove yourself to be innocent. But when you not fulfill her moral rights, you don't show a straight face, you don't show any type of cheer and happiness, you've turned your face away and you are blunt towards her. So outwardly it may seem that you have fulfilled her rights, but really this is something that is against taqwa, against righteousness, that you're not showing a straight face, you're not showing her happiness. It is on account of some personal reasons that you are bearing a grudge against them. So remember the favors of Allah Ta'ala on you and the fact that He has sent down the book and wisdom for your instruction. Like Allah Ta'ala has been bountiful and He has been kind to you, then you require to be kind towards her. If you're keeping her, then with kindness. Separating her, then with respect and in a dignified manner. Like you would like to be respected, you would like your children to be respected, then this woman also requires that she be respected, and she be kept, if she needs to be kept, with dignity and respect. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَلَمُوا. And what will allow you to see this, what will allow you to see that you maintain these standards, is the fear of Allah Ta'ala, the consciousness, the awareness of Allah Ta'ala, that know that Allah Ta'ala knows all things, whether it is discreet, whether it's open, whether you are bearing a grudge within your heart and you are trying to take advantage over her in some way or the other. You are grudging her for some reason. You're not doing it physically, but from your mannerisms and behavior, you are expressing that grudge of yours. So Allah Ta'ala knows all these things. Don't feel that you can get away. Don't feel that you have gone by the book so you can get away. For Allah Ta'ala knows all your discreet intentions. Yastufi.